Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Little Chief has established a reputation as a quality local record label this past decade or so. Bands like the Brunettes and the Ruby Suns, all of which is great for Miles McDougall, aka Pickatunes, as he releases his first self-titled album, a collection of electronic tunes topped off with laconic and often witty vocals. Miles McDougall, aka Pickatunes, joins us now. Well, Miles, first question, pronunciation. We had a debate here about whether it was Pickatunes or Pikachunes.
Yep, it's Pikachunes, as in the Pokemon Pikachu.
Is that where it came from?
It is. It is. Funnily enough, as cliche as it sounds, the name came to me in a dream, actually. And I woke up, I was like, that's pretty catchy. I grew up with playing Pokemon heaps, so it just kind of worked, and it's, I guess, poppy music, so has that pop culture element to it in the title as well.
Right, so was that at the point where you were looking for a name?
Yes and no. I mean, the whole reason the project started was pretty much out of boredom. I was doing a music degree and shattered my elbow, so I wasn't able to drum. That's what I was studying, playing drums. And so just started the project up, and then, yeah, the name came to me, so I decided to make it official and, you know, put some tunes on the internet and see what happened.
Right, because you had... You've got a jazz background, haven't you? How does that play into the kind of music you're making as Pikachunes?
It's pretty much almost the like polar opposite. I mean, I found with recording this album, I really had to hold myself back because, you know, with a jazz background, it's very involved music and busy music. So for this, I wanted to make it almost like too simple. So it was a bit of a battle, really, just holding back and not layering things and cluttering things up. I will tell you in just a moment, and I hope
that you will understand. That's why I'm nervous. It's not necessarily the kind of music we're used to hearing from Little Chief either. How did you come together with them?
It's pretty interesting. I met Jonathan Bree from Little Chief at a party, actually. And we ended up just becoming quite good friends, more than anything else. And then I gave him my album purely just for a professional perspective, because I respect him as a songwriter, so I just asked for some criticism and just to hear what he thought, and he just came back to me and said, this is really good, and Little Chief will be keen to release this. So it was cool. It definitely started off as a friendship more than, you know, business.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is good. It is good.
you've been playing live for a while too. What sort of venues do you play?
I'm a big fan, especially living in New Zealand, of playing just like casual house parties to friends. Especially with the music as well, it kind of suits that scenario, playing house parties. But other than that, just, you know, the usual spots. I mean, I'm from Christchurch, so I was playing there initially when Pikachunes started, just playing at the bars in Christchurch, and then I only moved up here this year, so I've just sort of making my way around the traps and getting a feel for Auckland and playing as many venues as I can, really.
Did you consider yourself part of that Christchurch electronica scene?
Yes and no. A lot of those electronica guys are quite a lot older than me. So it's meant that, not that age is an issue, but I haven't really been friends with these guys because they've been doing it for so long and, you know, I was just young doing it. So I've become good friends with the guys from Pig Out. They live in Auckland now, and, you know, Nick from Shocking Pinks and all of that sort of thing. But it did take a while, and because I was quite a bit younger than them, it meant that the situations that we would hang out or, you know, play shows were kind of sparse, and it didn't really happen that often. Can you tell me how to make a new friend
in this place? Do you play shows? I mean, you've recorded this as a solo artist. Do you play shows as a solo artist as well, strictly?
Yeah, definitely. It's completely a solo project, and that's sort of how I like to keep it. I like to be, as a bit of a control freak, I like to be in complete control of what's coming out of the speakers, so... Yeah, I perform it as a solo project.
Does that place the extra demands on you when you're performing it? Do you feel that you kind of have to project and put on a show? Because, I mean, the one thing I thought of was someone like Disaster Radio who leaps around the stage.
Yeah.
Do you feel you have to do that as well?
Oh, totally. With my live set, I definitely look at it as not just a musical performance, but almost like a theatrical performance as well. Even down to the fact that I guess I sort of have a on-stage persona that's slightly different to what I'm like normally. But yeah, I like to jump around because I find that, you know, if you're dancing, then people are seeing you dancing and they dance as well. So I definitely, there is a strong aspect of performance involved with being just one person up on stage.
No, so the record's out now, what happens next?
Well, we've been shooting a video over the last couple of weeks, so hopefully that'll be coming out on TV very shortly. And then other than that, just playing shows. My actual album launch show for Auckland is next week, the 10th. So that will be the last show of the tour, and then just heaps of gigging. And really, I mean, it's the perfect time for it, playing dance music over summer. So I'll just be pushing the live set pretty strong, and hopefully I think the plan is to do a bit of an Australian tour early next year, just once we've got everything sorted out, I guess. And
it's interesting that you said, yeah, you think of it as dance music, because it's kind of unconventional dance music though, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, I obviously get asked a lot what sort of genre that I corner the music into, and I guess the easiest way to describe it is just pop music. It's a pop album, and that's sort of the chord progressions and everything follow a pretty standard sort of pop idea. It is really just music to listen to and dance to.
Oh, well, congratulations on getting the record out. And now you're going to play something for us, Electronica Unplugged, which I'm quite fascinated by.
Yeah, I'm going to play the latest single off the album called Just a Boy.
Just a boy standing waiting, a young girl approached and it started raining. They walked a while holding hands and exchanging kind words to one another. Then they saw their little brother. He was just a boy standing waiting. A young girl approached and it started raining. They walked a while holding hands and exchanging kind words to one another. Then they saw their little brother. He was just a boy standing waiting. A young girl approached and it started raining. They walked a while holding hands and exchanging kind words to one another. Then they saw their little brother. He was just a boy standing waiting. A young girl approached and it started raining. They walked a while holding hands and exchanging kind words to one another. Then they saw their little brother. He was just a boy standing waiting. A young girl approached and it started raining. They walked a while holding hands and exchanging kind words to one another. then they saw their little brother.
And that's Just a Boy off Pikachu's debut album, which is out on Little Chief Records. That's all we've got time for on the show this week. Thanks very much for listening. If there's something you'd like to hear again or something you missed, pop along to our podcast, publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Damien Christie.
And I've been Russell Brown. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.